Officials say about 300 gallons of raw milk from Minerva Dairy spilled into Sandy Creek Tuesday night. Firefighters were called to the waterway around 8 p.m. Crews pumped roughly 500 gallons of water per minute into the creek to aerate it and disperse the spill, which was caused by an overflow at the dairy. Milk flowed into a storm sewer, which discharges near Minerva Municipal Park. There were no reports of an odor or harm to plants or animals. The Ohio EPA was expected to collect water samples from the creek Wednesday. Parent company of Wheeling and Lake Erie Railway is being sold. New York-based FTAI Infrastructure has agreed to buy the Brewster-based railway for $1.05 billion. Deal expected to be complete by the end of September. Wheeling and Lake Erie says it is the largest Ohio-based railroad entity and among the largest regional railroads in the country. Its service area includes 840 miles of track in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. It has approximately 425 employees serving around 135 commercial customers and making 140,000 rail car loads annually. The Ohio Department of Development has awarded more than $46 million to support 27 new Broadway, TV, and film projects in 14 communities. Funding from the Motion Picture Tax Credit Program expected to create more than 1,000 new jobs, contribute more than $150 million in production spending, and drive $196 million in production-related expenses. Buggy and Beyond Entertainment getting nearly $758,000 for a TV miniseries to be produced in Canton, $3.6 million going to production of the feature film 10 Cent, which will be produced in North Canton. The film The Christmastime Traveler will be produced in North Canton. It is receiving $3 million. Trial pushed back to September 24th for a former Liverpool Township police chief charged with domestic violence. Proceedings in the case of 52-year-old Jason Jackson had been scheduled to begin Wednesday. Columbiana County Municipal Court Judge Kelly Linger granted a continuance filed by his defense attorney. He cited a need for more time to prepare. Liverpool Township police were called to Jackson's home in December 2024. When accused Jackson of choking her and giving her a bloody nose. Sentencing will be December 2nd for a Youngstown man who pleaded guilty to a weapons charge. 55-year-old George Buchanan entered the plea Tuesday in federal court to a count of being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was arrested March 14th at a Market Street gas station. Witnesses told police Buchanan had fired two shots in the air outside after being denied service at a store at Market and East Midlothian Boulevard. Buchanan was reportedly intoxicated. Police found a .38-caliber semi-automatic handgun in the vehicle. Buchanan went to prison for 4 years for wounding a man in 2017. One arrest was made after a reported carjacking in Boardman. WKBN-TV reports a woman told police she was in a store on Midlothian Boulevard Tuesday afternoon when she was informed someone was trying to steal her car. The woman went outside and tried to stop the theft. She was dragged through the parking lot, resulting in undisclosed injuries. Her phone was still in the vehicle, which was tracked and recovered from the Walmart parking lot on Doral Drive. A 17-year-old man was arrested in the store on charges of receiving stolen property and complicity. The incident was captured on security video. An investigation is continuing. Mahoning County Deputy Clerk of Courts Jennifer Ciccone is suing a former Giant Eagle delivery driver who struck her with his car. The suit was filed July 23rd in Common Pleas Court. It names Timothy Lucas, Giant Eagle, and four unnamed individuals as defendants. Lucas delivered a grocery order to Ciccone's Poland home in 2023. He asked for her license because the order included alcohol. The complaint states Ciccone did not have her license and attempted to get a passport, but Lucas became upset and canceled the order. He then hit her with his vehicle twice, causing injuries to her arm, leg, and head. Lucas was indicted on charges, including vehicular assault, and later took a plea deal. Teen faces two counts of assault on a police officer after an incident in Youngstown. Police spotted the girl who was a reported runaway at a fast food restaurant on East Midlothian Boulevard Tuesday afternoon. After being taken into custody, she allegedly hit a divider in a police cruiser with a splint on an injured arm. She also accused of hitting an officer in the face as she was being removed from the vehicle and kicking another in the leg. The girl is being held in the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center. Trumbull County Coroner's Office has identified two people found dead in a Howland Township home Monday night. 33-year-old Leonard Russa and his 8-year-old son Leonard of Garrettsville were discovered in the Mines Road residence. Cause of death is unknown, but investigators did not suspect foul play. Police say the Russas did not live in the home. They were performing maintenance for the homeowner. An investigation is continuing. Warren man headed to prison for sexually assaulting a teen. 23-year-old Kamari Evans sentenced to 3 years behind bars Wednesday in Trumbull County Court. Judge Sean O'Brien ordered him to serve an additional 156 days and 5 years probation. He pleaded guilty in June to a felony count of sexual battery. Prosecutors say Evans assaulted a 13-year-old at a Niles home in February and also gave the victim alcohol prior to the incident.